Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, I speak to you today after the celebration of the Feast of Christmas, but with the realization that that Feast of Christmas did not end on the 25th, but rather continues throughout the coming weeks. But now that the momentary festivities of Christmas may be over, it may be time to consider, what does Christmas mean? What difference did it make in human history? Well, the Church dedicates the coming 2 weeks to trying to answer this particular question. The birth of Jesus Christ is accepted as the turning point of human history. That is why in the Christian tradition, that point marks all of our historical reckoning. We go back before the time and speak about B.C., before Christ, or come forward and speak of A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. And all of that human experience in history revolves then about that birth of Jesus Christ, that entrance of God into our lives. And during the octave of Christmas, during the 8 days following that celebration of the particular day, the Church has scheduled certain feast days that give a kind of flesh to the ideas about how Christmas changed the world and what it is going to ask of us. Today, December the 26th, is the Feast of St. Stephen. I think you may all know about that from that old Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslaus went out on the Feast of Stephen. There, of course, to consider the poor, to find those that may be in want, in need. But in this case, it is a feast of a martyr, which may seem strange to follow so quickly upon such a joyful holiday as Christmas. But as the old Christmas carol used to say, named In Dulci Jubilo, that is, Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. That he came into a world that could have been filled with warfare, with violence, and he came to overcome it and turn it back. And he did it with his acceptance of death, our death, and destroyed its power over us. So that the life of a martyr indicates that when God enters the world, our life here is not bound by the world, but it is bound by a devotion and faith to God, even unto earthly existence. For the birth of Christ opened up that eternity to us. The entrance of Christ into the world set the world into a renewal, and sometimes a confusion. That's why on December 27th we celebrate the feast of St. John the Evangelist, a St. John whose gospel readings were intensely concerned with the power and meaning of the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that God taking on human flesh. And it means the world is going to be changed. It's going to be different. Now, it may take a very long time in earthly reality, but it is founded upon a very deep principle, a new way of looking and a new way of expecting and a new understanding of human dignity, of every individual person. Empires will rise and fall. When Mary and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple, Simeon said, "This one will be responsible for the rise and fall of many." And that change brings upon us the full reality of the incarnation and the meaning of human life. It was a message that both astounded, confused, and frightened some in the ancient world. There is an individual and unique dignity of every human person. For Jesus, in taking on our human flesh, did not take on simply the flesh of one nation or another, or one class or another, but in fact, the flesh of every single human person. And that unique dignity of every person means that, first of all, we come to respect it in our own lives, in our own renewed sense of what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God, to have both our bodily and our spiritual reality utterly transformed. What is it called us to do? How to live? How to speak? How to treat and relate to others? But it also means that we have to be concerned about how every other person is to be treated. For in every other person, we should discern that image of God, redeemed by the physical reality of Jesus Christ among us. So that now the motive of human decisions should not be based on power, for we remember the humility of our Lord's coming into this world, and of what he endured for our sake, and how he was victorious over all of those sufferings. But not on power, but upon what is good. And that is why the naming of Christ as Emmanuel is so important a title for our understanding the meaning of Christmas. So often people will tell you that Christmas is for children. In a sense, yes, that's right. There's all the excitement and whatnot. But in fact, even children can come to understand the deeper meaning of the birth of Christ than simply the excitement of the lights and the gifts. I remember that when I was a child, my brother and I had an extraordinary experience on Christmas Eve. I won't go into all of its details. But it involves the fact that we were so excited it was difficult to sleep. We were waiting for the day of Christmas. And I remember that, not being able to sleep, I got up and just wrapped a pierzina, which is a down comforter that the Polish make, around myself, and sat in the window looking out over the winter landscape. I lived in an area that got a lot of snow, but the moon was full. And there was, even in that frozen picture, a light that seemed to sparkle from within the snow as well as from outside. And while I sat there, I heard an engine whistle from a railroad train start blowing, and I thought, how sad that on Christmas Eve there should be someone who is actually driving that engine through the night. And there was no sadder, lonelier sound than that engine whistle that night. But then I thought, God is Emmanuel. That means God is with us. And hereafter, after the birth of Christ, no one is ever alone, but God is with us. And that gave me great comfort. And it is something that we not only have to achieve for ourselves, but it is something that we have to bring others to understand. You are not alone. And in our world, where one of the great difficulties we deal with in our pastoral life is the loneliness that so many people feel, the alienation, we have to proclaim Christ as Emmanuel. And in this way, we can allow people to understand the enduring joy of Christmas and the fulfillment of every desire for light and peace. God is with us.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.